Hi everyone, hope everyone's having a good summer, productive summer, relaxing summer. I wanted to just take a few minutes, a little bit of chizuk, and for Avodas Hashem over the summer. It's just a quick idea. Rabbeinu Bechai points out in his Parish in Bereishis that the world, olam, the Hebrew word for world, olam, comes from the word nelam. Nelam means to be hidden. That means that there's something about the world, the essence of the world, the reason why it's called Olam is because there's something hidden there. There's certain lack of clarity in the world. Whatever's true, whatever's MS is hidden. And it's something that I think that we naturally relate to when we're involved in the world, which we need to be, and we're out there in the world. So sometimes things are not as clear as we would like them to be. The Mesillas Yesharim writes that blindness doesn't just mean you can't see. Sometimes blindness means that your perceptions are off. You mistake thing A for thing B. And that's something that I think is an experience that we have, and that might be the nelam of the world. That might be what's hidden in the world. That sometimes the things that are real, sometimes the things that are true, are hard to perceive. And things that are not necessarily so true, they might be fleeting and ephemeral and transient. So these things are sometimes in the forefront, and we are taken by them, but that's not really the truth. The Gemara Bava Metzia darshins the pasuk that says, Toshes choshech v'hi laila. And the Gemara in Bava Metzia says, what is this idea of the darkness of night? This is Olam Hazeh. This world, there's a certain darkness, there's a certain element there of a lack of clarity. So how do we clarify truth? How do we get to a perception of reality that's real and that's truthful? How do we have that clear perception? How do we clean our glasses, wipe off some of the dust that we can see what's real and what's true, and not to be drawn after things that are fake or things that are not real or things that won't really give us the accomplishment and the success and the simcha that we really seek in life? So one way we can do that is by studying the world itself, by looking at the world itself. The Rambam famously writes in the beginning of Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah in Perek Beis, what is the derech la'ahavaso v'yiraso? How does a person achieve ahava v'yiras Hashem? So when he's mizbonein b'maisav u'bruav haniflam ha'gedolim v'yira mehen chachmaso, when a person looks at the things that Hashem does in the world, his creations, his actions, if you study history and you see how Hashem's hand in history, if you study biology, if you study animals, you see the world, you see the human body. So from all of this, you can see chachmaso. And the Rambam goes on about how it develops in a person a tremendous desire to know Hashem. As David HaMelech said, Sama nafshi le'lokim. And when you think of this, it not only brings a tremendous love for Hashem, but it also, at the same time, brings a tremendous fear of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because we realize how insignificant we are in compared to him. We realize how great he is. We see how powerful and tremendous HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. And there's no doubt that scientific study and studying the world around us and being in nature, you know, we're all in the summer now, we're have an opportunity hopefully to be out in nature and to experience the beauty of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Chochmah of Hashem, Marabu Masech Hashem, Kulam B'Chochmah Asisa. We can see Hashem's creations, and that is a real and authentic way to experience HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to see the Chachma of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and to see the truth. However, there is a certain limit to that type of scientific inquiry and looking at biology and experiencing nature. It brings you someplace, but it might still leave us wanting more. We might not feel satiated spiritually just from that. I always wondered if that was a little bit of the pshat in the Mishnah in the third parak of Pirkei Avos that says that if a person is studying and he looks at a tree and says, wow, what a beautiful tree, so he's ki'ilu is mischayev benafsho. It's ki'ilu that he's forfeiting his life to some degree, which obviously is trying to tell us that he did something incorrect. Now why? What's wrong with seeing the beauty of a tree? It could be that it's because he was studying Torah and he went to go look at the tree. Science, nature, these things can bring us close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but they don't bring us all the way. They bring us to a certain point. But Torah study And learning Torah seriously is the greatest and the most powerful and the most success-bearing path to really having that rendezvous with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to really experiencing HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to really having that simcha and that inspiration in our life. Science brings us somewhere. It clarifies the truth to a degree, but it doesn't clarify it completely. And therefore, there'll always be something lacking, and that is provided dafka by Torah. This idea is seen that the ultimate truth comes through Torah, is seen in a very famous parak of Tehillim, Tehillim Yud Tes. Lam natzeach mizmor leDavid, Hashemayim misaprim kvod kelu, maisei yadiv magid arakia. You'll notice that the psukim here describe the tremendous emuna that can come from looking at the world, about how the world bespeaks HaKadosh Baruch Hu's greatness. Hashemayim misaprim kvod kel. The heavens proclaim the glory of Hashem. Maisi yadav, umaisi yadav magid arakia. The firmament, the rakia, shows Hashem's work. Yom la yom yabia omer, laila la laila yechav edas. Ein omer v'ein dvarim, even without speaking, if a person looks at the world, he can see a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Mikzei Hashamayim motzos, kufas al ktsosam, ein nistar mechamaso. Seven psukim here describe seeing Hashem in nature. But the eighth pasuk, and this is a very significant number sequence here, because we know that seven is reflective of creation. Shivasimei Bereishis. The world was created in 7 days. Seven represents nature. And through nature, you can see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why there's seven psukim here, I think the Maral points out. That's why there's seven psukim here describing seeing Hashem in nature. But then when we go beyond nature, what takes us to a perspective that takes us deeper, that takes us beyond, takes us to the eighth level? The eighth pasuk in this Tehillim reads, Toras Hashem Tamima Meshivas Nafesh. Eidus Hashem Ne'mona Machkimas Pesi. It's Dafka Torah that's perfect. That's what gives us the ultimate perception. That's the eighth pasuk. That's what takes us beyond seven. The Pekudei Hashem Yishar Misam Chayv Lev. It's the mitzvos of Hashem that bring simcha, that are bara, that are clear, that are me'iras einayim. Don't suffice with just nature. Don't suffice with just experiencing a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's true the Rambam writes it. It brings Ava and it brings Yira. But that's not the ultimate level. The ultimate level comes from Torah. And that's what I was saying before. That's perhaps the pshat in that Mishnah in Pirkei Avos. If you're studying Torah, don't go look at the tree. There's times to look at the tree and you should go for a hike and you should experience nature. But when you're learning Torah, you're on the most direct path. I think we've quoted before the Netziv. The Netziv says about the menorah, that the menorah, all the different kanim of the menorah, all the different legs of the menorah, of the menorah, represent the chachmos that there are in the world. And there are chachmas out in the world, and we believe that. And there's tremendous chachma out in the world. But the structure of the menorah was that the wicks needed to be pointing towards the center. Because what's the center arm, or the center, the kaneh, what's the centerpiece of the menorah? That centerpiece, the Netziv says, represents Torah. And all of the arms of the menorah need to be focused towards Torah, because they are of value and they give light. But their light is there to illuminate the center, which is Torah. We study these things in order so that it can give us a deeper appreciation of Torah. But ultimately, what brings us close is Torah. Torah is the ultimate light, and that brings us back to the darkness, the nelam of our olam, of our world. How can we see through the darkness? How can we get perception? How do we get that night vision so that we can get perception of the truth? Torah is the light. As we enjoy the summer and experience a lot of hopefully uplifting experiences for the summer, we should always make sure we have time set aside for serious learning. Not just to do a Mishnah here, a Mishnah there. Not just to do some superficial learning on the side, but we should make sure we have time set aside for some serious Torah learning every day. And hopefully through that, be able to not only experience Hashem out in nature, like the summer is so ripe for, so fertile for seeing HaKadosh Baruch Hu in nature, but we should have an opportunity every day to also have that rendezvous with HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the deepest and most powerful level.